Hello, hello. This is Mistress Daphne. This is begging to be cuckolded. Do you remember that night when you and your wife were really drunk and talked about your wildest fantasies? She told you she wanted to have sex with another woman, and you confided that you wanted to see her with another man. You weren't being totally honest, though, were you? You really want to be a cuckold, being deprived of your wife's pussy, while another man ravishes her with a dick twice the size of your pitiful one. Isn't that more accurate? So how do you get your wife to hear your thoughts and desires? You can see a couple's therapist. I encourage some people to go to therapy to talk about their innermost sexual fantasies. A therapist that is progressive, not religious, will be the best bet to allow your case for cuckolding. Your wife might be confused and might have even thought you were kidding that night you were drunk, but in front of an impartial listener, you can tell your partner your true desires to see her fuck another man while you sit by and be the cleanup team. One other way that you can talk is to email with each other. I learned a long time ago that emailing with a partner when the topics are challenging or emotional can help keep the communication going. By sending emails back and forth, you're able to think about what you want to say, and your partner has to read your whole thought without being able to interrupt you with a counter argument. If you choose to discuss your cuckolding desires in email, or verbally for that matter, remember to use I statements. I've thought about this a lot, and it would be really nice if I was able to watch you with another man. It would give me great pleasure if I was able to see you enjoy yourself that way. Say it like that instead of, I want you to be with another man. I want you to let him have sex with you. And then I want you to let me lick his cum out of you. Saying it the first way is far preferable. Saying it the second, it doesn't give her options for clarity or discussion. Whereas the first way, speaking in the I, puts the onus on your own desires and allows her to have her opinions and talking points. I'll talk more about this in future posts, but if you have questions, feel free to email me at daphne@enchantrixempire.com. Have a beautiful day.